Minister in the Ministry of Finance, MP Ryan Strawn, has sought to clear up any confusion that has arisen over just what government is seeking to do with the debt that this country has incurred as a result of COVID-19. This after comments by Prime Minister Motley led to some interpretation of a suggestion of a further restructuring of local debt. Speaking on an amendment to the Appropriations Bill in the House of Assembly, Minister Strawn has said that no such thing is being contemplated.
You would recall, sir, that under the Barbados Economic Recovery and Transformation Program, we committed ourselves, sir, to a 60% debt-to-GDP ratio by 2033. And we successfully, sir, restructured both our domestic as well as external commercial debt to ensure that we moved from 171% when we came into office, sir, to just about 118% just prior to COVID. Now, since the onset of COVID, sir, Barbados, like the rest of the world, sir, we have had to borrow to finance, in a sense, sir, what the shortfall in revenue would be given the commitments that we have made. And the Prime Minister, sir, as this week, and certainly over the course of the last few weeks, we have been engaged, sir, in a number of multilateral discussions with the IMF, the World Bank, the various institutional lenders, sir, about how we would treat to the debt incurred as it relates to COVID with respect to how debt sustainability is managed and assessed going forward. Because we have been advocating quite strongly, sir, that, and there is consensus with respect to that building, it is now to ensure that we get the political will of those in the more, how should I put it, sir, those who are richer financially, to get them to agree to the principle of it. And in the same way, sir, that Great Britain would have benefited from the war bonds, which they only just finished repaying, sir, for the rebuilding after the Second World War. We have been advocating very strongly, sir, that the debt that is incurred with respect to COVID, that the workout of that debt, sir, meaning the payback of that debt, should be done over a much longer period, sir, than the existing debt that persons may have already had on their books. And why is that, sir? Because as you would appreciate, in this pandemic, as it has evolved, you have a situation, sir, where households as well as many businesses, sir, are under stress. And therefore, sir, even if the economy was to recover within 2 years, the debt burden that we now hold as a country, and it's not just Barbados, I want to make that point very clearly, that you would find yourself where the economy is back at the same level as it was at the beginning of this year, but your debt level and potential debt service, sir, would be over and above that which the potential carrying capacity could be, which then triggers, sir, potentially some level of financial implosion, not just in Barbados, but certainly there are a number of countries who are not as fiscally strong, in as fiscally strong a position as Barbados, and certainly we have to be concerned equally with respect to that. And therefore, we have been advocating within the context of the multilaterals and even in the context of discussions that we have had with a number of the rating agencies about, one, sir, how do you actually either redefine what debt sustainability is or find a way, sir, to ring fence or treat very differently the debt that has been incurred with respect to COVID-19, such that over the course of the longest possible period that debt can be serviced without necessarily creating a debt overhang or stress for economies such as Barbados. And so in the event that it might have been misinterpreted that Barbados was somehow contemplating a new debt restructuring, I can say to this Honourable Chamber that is not what is being contemplated, because if there was no COVID this year, sir, we would not have needed to borrow any of the monies that we borrowed already.
Minister in the Ministry of Finance, Ryan Strawn, and this has been Sagicor's Early Business.